Nidrei mitzvah. When does a chumra or custom become the status of a vow and require hataras nadarim if you wish to stop doing so? And until you do so, you must continue with your chumra. And what does one do in a time of need that it's difficult for him to keep his chumra? Must he first do hataras nadarim before breaking it, or can he break it regardless? So it's recorded in the Paiskim in the Mechaber in Yeredeya 2:14 Halacha 1 and brought in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch in numerous places that if one performs a chumrah even one time with intent to continue doing so forever, or if one performs a chumrah or minhag three times even if he did not have intent to do it forever, nonetheless it receives the status of a neder, of a vow that you must now do forever unless you do hataras nedarim. Because of this, the Mechaber, the Alter Rebbe, and the Shulchan Aruch state that whenever accepting a new hider or chumrah or minhag, one is to explicitly state bli neder that he's not accepting it upon himself as a vow, as otherwise a vow it becomes. This especially applies when one takes upon himself to do a certain mitzvah, such as he says, I will distribute this amount of money to charity, or he made a pledge to an organization or individual, or he made a hachlata resolution to learn a certain section of Torah or have a chavrusa, then in such a case, if he did not say bli neder, it's considered a vow, and he must perform it, and must give the charity and have that set Torah shiur of learning. And therefore, the Paiskim write that what you should always say bli neder upon taking a new shiur of learning upon yourself, in order so you don't turn it into a vow. Now, what does one do in a pressing circumstance in which it is difficult for him to keep the chumrah, hider, or minag that he did three times or that he planned on doing forever, and in this scenario that he's in, it's hard to keep. Such as, for example, some are accustomed not to eat matzah 30 days before Pesach. This is not a letter of the law obligation, but a hider, chumrah, and minag. Now what if a woman gave birth, a woman who follows this custom generally, and she's in the hospital a few days before Pesach in Eretz Yisrael, where the hospital, starting several days beforehand, no longer serve bread. They only serve matzah. May she break her custom in this circumstance. So there are many poskim who rule, the Magen Avraham, Machzis HaShekel, Digur Mervava, and others, based on the Ramah in Orach Chaim 568.2 and 581.2, that whenever a special circumstance arises in which it makes it difficult for one to keep his chumrah, or hider, or minhag, then if it's unusual to accept this hider even in such circumstances, then you don't even need a taras nadarim and you can break it. As we say, that you only intended to accept the custom under normal conditions, but under special conditions, when do we have a precedent to say you ever accepted the minhag or the chumrah? And therefore the woman may go ahead and eat matzah. Now while there are poskim who are stringent and rule that even by special circumstances, if they are a personal special circumstance, the neder overrides and you still have to keep the minhag and chumrah that you made into a vow, so rules the Mechaber in 2:14.1 and as explains the Shach in 2:14.2, practically the main ruling follows the previous opinion. Now regarding if one took upon himself a certain matter which he thought was actually required from the letter of the law, he didn't do research on it, didn't know that it's only a chumrah or hider or minhag that he never had to accept, and he thought that you have to do it, then when it becomes revealed to the person that really he was not required to accept it, it is disputed amongst the poskim as to whether the chumrah needs to be revoked with hataras nadarim or is considered initially unbinding as it was accepted under false circumstances. The Mechaber in Yeredeya 2:14 brings a dispute regarding this matter and practically concludes that the custom is to be lenient and not require taras nadarim. Thus, if one followed a certain practice due to doubt and later on verified that it's not necessary, it is not required for it to be revoked through a taras nadarim and he may stop doing the custom. Likewise, the Poskim add that if one thought that a matter was very severe and then discovered that it's not so severe, he does not require taras nadarim as his initial acceptance was considered to be done under false premises. A last interesting point is regarding those who perform a taras nadarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah and come to shul for Kol Nidrei on Yom Kippur, which is the majority of the Jewish people. You see, in those sets of prayers, we actually make a stipulation on all of our future vows of the coming year that they are not going to be binding. Now those who did not understand what they were saying, obviously it does not take any effect for them. But those who did understand that they were making such a stipulation, then seemingly the stipulation is in effect and should work to uproot all the future vows of the year, including mitzvahs and hiddurim that are done three times, that they shouldn't have the status of a vow. And so indeed suggests some poskim of today and the previous generation that one may rely on the maidah of ataras and darman kol nidrei to invalidate the vow status of a chumra or hiddur that you did three times. Practically, however, this is not so simple as in the Shulchan Aruch in Yeredeya, chapter 211. There are a number of details and conditions involved in how a stipulation takes effect, such as, for example, if you knew of the stipulation when you made the vow, then it doesn't work to uproot the vow. And then there's the opinion of the Rambam that the Shulchan Aruch brings, which is even more stringent. And thus, due to all this, practically, in order not to get into the complex details and disputes regarding this matter, best thing is if a person did a hiddur, a chumra, or a minhag three times in a row, to simply perform ataras nadarim, which is not that difficult to do, and have it be revoked according to all if he no longer wishes to continue with it. And of course, lechatchila, the best thing is to always say bli neder when taking it upon yourself.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.